Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's December 28th, the last day of our special Christmas week, as we've been looking at the story of Jesus' birth and what happened immediately after as he met Simeon, heard Simeon's words of challenge to Mary and Joseph, and then now we look at the story of Anna. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Well, Anna is described here as an old woman at 84. And they tell you that she lived with her husband 7 years before he died, and she'd been a widow ever since. And that may not sound like much of consequence to us in our world, but of course in her world, this meant she lived a very difficult life. Women who were not with a husband in Jesus' culture had a very hard go at things. It was very difficult for them to make any money. It was very difficult for them to then eat or have shelter or any kind of standing in society. So what they're telling us is that Anna is a very broken woman who's lived a tough life as a reject from society, but she still managed to maintain a relationship with God, serving in his temple day after day, praying. She's a very devout woman and not in easy circumstances. My question for you to explore today is, how has Jesus changed your life? Have you ever had an experience of seeing your religious observance put into action or shared with others in words? The reason I ask that is that everything changed for Anna on that day. Here she is, day after day, praying for the Messiah to come, observing temple ritual, and then one day it all changes because God himself comes to the temple in the form of a little baby. All changes because God himself, the Messiah, actually comes. And she doesn't need to pray for it anymore. It's happened. She can give a great testimony to others and she can rejoice. So I want to know, what has ever changed in your religious life? And if not, what would it take to go from religious observance to actually taking action and telling others about what Jesus has done to prompt you in that way? Have a good discussion if you're working with friends. Otherwise, have a great time exploring that on your own. I'll see you next week.